Thank you for calling OCP. For English, please stay on the line. Gracias por llamar a OCP. Para continuar en español, por favor, presione 9. If you know the 4-digit extension of the person you are trying to reach, please press 1. If you know the name of the person you are trying to reach, press 2 for our dial by name directory. If you are calling on behalf of a parish or diocese, press 3. If you would like to speak to our customer success department, press 4. To speak with an operator, to place an order, press 1. To make a payment, press 2. Or please visit ebill.ocp.org. For technical support, press 3.
Thank you for your call. Your feedback is important to us. We invite you to stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Next available agent will be with you shortly.
Hello, this is Mark. How may I help you?
Mark, I have a little problem. Can you help us to track a book we purchased 2 months ago? We never receive it.
You placed an order 2 months ago and you haven't received it?
Yes.
Do you have your order number?
No.
Was this ordered on the internet or over the phone?
Over the email. So you have the confirmation because we order over the internet. And by mistake, I ordered the ebook. As soon as I realized the mistake, I immediately ordered the physical book. And so then later I spoke with someone of you, perhaps you, and they very, very quickly returned the ebook credit properly, token.
Yeah.
And then they gave me some guarantee the book, the real book was sent. I think you have some kind of confusion in the record, and then either never really was sent over the mail, the post office, or somebody took it from the P.O. box. Can you try to find the name for the mail? Juan Garcia.
Yeah, what is your name? Juan Garcia?
No, my name is Paul Barron. I'm the person that ordered. I'm just a missionary.
Okay, so I need to look for your account under your name first.
But
what is your name again?
That's the Paul Sixth Foundation. We are a church, a Catholic church, non-profit organization. But I purchased in his personal name because it was a gift. And
here's how we usually do it. Someone calls up and they says, I want to place an order, but I want it sent to someone else.
I never said that. So likely you have under the, can you check my number, 202, my phone number, or no?
I can't do it by the phone number. That's why I was going to ask you for your zip code.
The zip code is 20716. Sorry. Well, the shipping was 20717. Oh, maybe that's the problem. The shipping is 20. No, but I send the right zip.
That's not usually how we do it. That's why I'm asking for your name. We usually do it under
my
the person's
name. My name is Paul
Barron.
My name is Paul Barron.
But ship it.
Paul
Barron. What? I'm sorry, I can't.
Paul. P-A-U-L. Paul.
It's the last name I'm not getting. I got the
Paul. Oh, Barron. Barron is B-A-R-O-N. Barron.
Oh, okay. Barron. Okay. Okay, just one moment.
Thank you. Sorry about that, my friend.
Paul. No, that's okay. Paul Barron.
I very likely gave his name when I call.
And what's his name?
Juan Garcia. J-U-A-N P. Garcia. Juan Pablo Garcia.
And where does he live?
In 17437 Mill Branch Place in Bowie, Maryland. And I ship to his P.O. Box in P.O. Box 1720 in Bowie also, but the zip is...
Okay. Yeah. What's the zip?
20717, the shipping.
20717. Okay, just one moment. I'm not coming up with anything. What's his...
Try the home zip, 20716. And my zip is My zip is the same, but my address is different. So in case I gave my address, but I don't think I did. I can check the order number if you are able to hold with me in the phone.
Okay. So if the order, so you have an order number?
I guess I can check the email right now. Can you hold for
a
second?
Yeah, order numbers, that would mean it would be an online order.
Yes,
But then I'm looking in the wrong place then.
Oh, was an online order, absolutely.
Okay. So do you have that order number or?
Oh, no. Let me check.
How about your email address?
No, the email address is juan@garciasgc.com. J-U-A-N at Garcias with an S. GC stands for generalcontractors.com. So GarciasGC.com, that's the domain, and the email owner is Juan J as in Juliet, U as in uniform, A as Alpha, N as November.
Okay, so I did find Juan Garcia.
Okay, that's it.
In September, let's see. Floricanto, that was the ebook.
Yep.
And then there was another order.
Was reversed that. You gave the money back.
There was another order, Chords Over Text.
Yes, that's it.
So it was delivered on Friday, September the 6th. This is according to UPS in Bowie, Maryland.
Okay, they delivered to the house in UPS. That is, we send the delivery to the...
717.
We delivered the... That's the 717 is the P.O. box, not the home. I don't think UPS delivered for P.O. boxes.
Yep, it was delivered to P.O. box 1720.
Okay.
But you're right. That is very strange because. UPS doesn't deliver to P.O. boxes. Let me see if I can find that order. Just give me a moment.
Thank you.
So I'm going to have to do a little more digging in this, okay?
Thank you.
I put you on hold for just a moment while I do
please,
that?
Please do that, please.
Okay, be right back.
Thank you.
And I thank you for holding.
Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. thank you for holding. Sorry for the long
time. No problem. No problem at all. I'm working.
Yeah, so I was just doing a little search again. And again, this doesn't make any sense because the tracking said it was delivered to Bowie, Minnesota, Minnesota, Maryland.
Uh-huh.
But when I try to do it like a proof of delivery, it doesn't give me any. So frankly, I don't know where it was delivered. I don't know. So I can reship. The product.
Okay.
Let's see. So, but I had to do that.
Can you ship to United States UPS, postal services?
Well, yes. That's what I'm going to ask you all the right questions here. So I've had to create an account for one.
Okay.
So let me open up my order form here and let's see. Let me get that product number. There it is. There we go. Floricanto.
Mm-hmm. You know, can you ship to Juan's home? Because sometimes he...
I can ship it anywhere you want.
Ship
okay.
Because then you can ship UPS okay. When anything you like.
Okay, one moment here. So let me set this up first, okay?
Oh, but his home, okay. People miss the house. It's a big property. So they will go to a different house if they go to the home address. Okay, let me think. Well, they can put in the box outside in the street. Let me think. No, send to PO Box because if you're gonna give me a truck from the United States Postal Office, we can easily go there only when the book arrives. So it's not a big deal. Yeah, please, let's send to PO Box.
So the PO Box 1720.
Yes, that is correct, in Bowie, Maryland. And the zip is 20717, not 716.
Yep. No, I have 717.
Okay, that's correct. That is correct.
I ship FYC. Okay, that is on the way.
Thank you so much. There's any way you can send an email for Mr. Garcia's with the tracking number later?
Well, I won't have a tracking number probably for a couple of days. So, yeah.
Hey, do you have an idea if that comes? Well, book shipping is a different. So it could take a week to arrive. That's forecast.
It comes from our warehouse in Minnesota. So okay. I'd say 5 to 7 days.
Okay. Can you send an email telling Mr. Garcia that you already reship it?
Sure. Absolutely.
Huh? Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you. You also. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.